If you got your Bibles, open up to the book of Exodus, the second chapter. Now, we talked about the mother of Jesus and how she wasn't really able to be a mother to him because of his status. She tried. She had him. And then you have to think about what she went through in order to have him. My God, how would you like for the Spirit of the Lord to come to you and say, the Holy Ghost is going to come and the Spirit of the Lord is going to overshadow you and you shall conceive. And then you got to go back and tell Joseph, your husband, that you're pregnant. And he know, Joseph know, look here, sister. Joseph like, what? What? You are what? You talking about not understanding. A lot of mothers have to deal with situations like that. Where the situation is, what? But she stood her ground. I find out that a lot of mothers will stand their ground. My mother stood her ground and half time she was wrong. Don't let one of us get into a fight in school. Mama was coming to school and she was going to jump on the teacher knowing that her knucklehead sons did exactly what them teachers said they did. But she was going to defend them. I know ain't none of y'all ever did that. None of you mothers never knew that your kids was wrong, but you defended them anyway. So Mary went through this whole thing, and then what's so sad about the whole story is that Jesus finally said, this is your son. He gave her up. And the only time she's ever mentioned again is in the book of Acts. In the first chapter, the mother of our Lord and Savior is never mentioned past the book of Acts. All the other Marys are talked about, but not the mother of Jesus. But she did what she had to do. As we look at the book of Exodus, we look at a different type of mother. We look at the second chapter. In the first verse, we look at the wife, the daughter of Levi, who conceived and had a goodly child, just paraphrasing. She hid him 3 months. You've read the story. And when she could no longer hide him, she took him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. She loved him so much that she refused to allow him to die for a reason that just didn't seem right. So her love was so great that she was willing to relinquish him, to give him up. But she still believed God. Sometimes mamas need to give them up. That don't mean you don't stop praying for them and you don't stop believing God for them. But sometimes you have to say, you know what? Enough is enough. Ooh. But she had to give him up. But the thing about it, what I'm getting at here is there's different type of mothers. There's different types of mothers that have a love that they care for children. When you was growing up in my neighborhood, you could have got beat by anybody. I mean, you liable got beat by anybody. Whosever house you messed up in front of, that's the house you got beat at. And then they would call home, patience, I just whipped such and such. And she go, well, he must have deserved it. You can't do it today. You touch somebody's kid today, you by his lights out. And I don't care what they did. We have a different type of mother in this last generation than we had in the beginning. In the beginning, mothers looked out for each other's children. As we see in this story, how these women looked out for Moses. Moses could not have made it if it was only his mother. He would have died. But because God spoke and dealt with these other women, look at this. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept, and she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." He was a Hebrew. She knows she had no business fooling around with this child. She was jeopardizing her head. Because Pharaoh would have took her head over this thing. Especially, and this is the child that he's looking for in the first place. He floats it in her backyard and she takes him out. Ain't gonna look out for him? Oh, she would have been decapitated. Arms, legs, everything. And then thrown in a box, a sepulcher, wrapped up. But she took a chance because there's something, you know, there's something about a mother's love. It takes on a different personality in the time of need. It takes on a different attitude. It takes on the attitude that I've got to help them survive. So here we have his birth mother, who is no longer dealing with this. Now we have Pharaoh's sister or Pharaoh's daughter who's gonna take him in. And then to make things even crazier, in the night, and Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this away and nurse him." This is her handmaiden. This is one of her workers. Take him away and nurse him. We know what nurse mean, right? He done left his birth mother. Pharaoh's daughter done picked him up. Now she done handed him over to her maid. And she tells her maid, "You go ahead and nurse him, and I'll make sure you receive your wages." So it sounds like she was buying milk. To take care of this child. We, in this last day, there are so many crazy things taking place when it concerns babies and children. Not just mothers, but fathers drowning them in tubs, throwing them off of bridges. If you don't want them, give them to somebody else. My mother was always afraid to give us somebody else because she said they'd bring us back and didn't want us to pay her. So it's cheaper to keep them. I'm serious too. She meant that thing. She actually meant that thing. But I'm excited because out of all this, Moses grew to be the man of God that God had called him to. But look, it took three different women in his life to bring him to a point that he could do the work of God. His mother, Pharaoh's daughter, and a handmaid to raise him in this end time. It's hard being a mother because children have no respect. It's quiet in this house. Women are raising their sisters' children. Grandmas are raising their granddaughters' children. Mothers are raising their daughters' children. But see, in this time, that's not a bad thing. Because the one that has the love that's going to show forth out of their lives, that's going to encourage them and nurture them and help them become the men and women that they need to be, is where they need to be. There were a lot of women in my life that taught me and helped with me. Even in this day, I'm 54 years old, and there are still mothers in this church that I listen to because of their wisdom and their knowledge. God is so awesome. That's the word I hear, just awesome. That he knew in the beginning that he would fashion his church after a woman. You can say what you want to say about the woman in the garden. Eve got a bad rap. Now, she might have did what she did, but she had help. She had a whole lot of help. Because he could at any time stopped her from taking her that tree. But see, the enemy has always wanted to stop the child from coming forth. Women give birth and life to children that otherwise they would not have. There's a way that a woman can nourish a child that a man never can. Even though they're trying. Hallelujah. But I don't know about you, but I thank God for godly women. Women that love God with all their hearts. Women that nourish and upbring. Women that strengthen and fortify. Women that encourage. Women that overlook situations in order to help and to mend. God's done raised up some powerful women of God. And they're going through a fire. They're being tried and tempted on every side. But they found a way. They have found a way to withstand and make it and fight the good fight of faith. Glory to the living God. So many women are raising children by themselves. But a lot of them have made their own choice to do that, to protect, to guide, and to strengthen the children that they love so much. We need mothers today that we once had. Children are raising children, and babies are taking care of babies. But there's a time coming when God's going to have his way in the church, and he's going to train the women to nurture and to strengthen and to fortify and to uplift the young men and the young women once again so they can grow up into the full stature of that God has called them to. Moses would have never made it to his destiny if it hadn't have been for his mother, for Pharaoh's daughter, and the handmaiden. They all come together to do what? To restore, to protect, to keep, and to instruct. I got news for you. We got some women here today that have done all those things, that have been through, that have instructed, that have been tried, that have been tempted, that have been beaten. Oh, come on now, we don't want to talk about it. Tormented. But they found a way. It's something about a woman's built-in mechanism to draw closer to God. Yeah, my God. My mother would always hear from the Lord. My father would just... But we're living in a day, in an hour, when we can now begin to actually call those things that are not as though they are. I hate to watch the news to hear some of the terrible stories about children being set afire in houses. The people ought to be put in the houses and set afire too. But see, what they fail to realize, Jesus said, what you do to one of these little ones? Oh, my God. That's why God is making a change in the land. And he's teaching women at a younger age to adorn their children and teaching them to teach them respect and teaching them honor and teaching them to be strong. And teaching them how to stand. And teaching them how to take care of themselves. Because you know what? Pastor House used to always say, the one that rocks the cradle is the one that's going to rule the world. I don't know. I rocked a few cradles, but I know more women rock them than men. Amen. But I'm encouraged because I understand one thing. That God's going to have a child and it's going to come through a church. And it may not look like a woman, but it's going to have the mentality and the spirituality of a woman because it's going to have that desire to love and to care for and to cherish and to understand that a man sometimes just don't have. So that we can raise our children up in the way they should go so when they get old, they will not depart from the truth. Everyone stand. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. I studied this message on Mary, the mother of Jesus, all week and decided that it was just too deep a fascist or and I didn't want it to nobody to be trying to reach up and grab it. God is doing some wonderful things. Wonderful things. A lot of mothers, you are who you are because that's who God made you. God created you to be who you are. Nobody is beyond making a mistake. We all make mistakes. And we all do things. But God is always, what, a forgiving God. And I believe that regardless of what's going on out there, God is building him a church in here that's going to go out there and do the work that needs to be done. And it's going to start in the heart and in the womb of the mothers that teach and nourish their children while they are young. The one thing that is destroying this nation is the lack of respect that young people have for adults. You say, well, they take a poll and they blame the fathers for not being there. And that's got a lot to do with it. But then you have to look at these women in the Bible. There ain't very many fathers that are even mentioned. All you hear about are the women going through hell to raise their children, hiding their children, running from city to city, hiding their children. Ruth became the mother that she became because of a mother-in-law that was bitter because she had lost her husband and lost her sons, and she was bitter. But in spite of that, she took Ruth up under her wing and taught her how to worship. And Ruth worshiped Boaz. Boaz being a type of Jesus. And she married herself into the blessing. And out of Ruth's bosom and out of her womb came part of the lineage that brought forth Jesus into the land. Mothers, it's up to you. It's up to you. And it's up to you to teach, to guide, and to mentor. Because we fellas fall short sometimes. We mean well. But I believe God, that God's going to do the supernatural. There's a lot of mothers in here today that are going through something absolutely incredible. And you can't tell a soul about it. And then what you can tell, you won't tell, because you don't know if you can trust anybody not to retell it. But I want to pray the prayer of faith for you this morning. And I want you to come stand across the front. So wonderful to me, as you see. You're everything I hope for.